And now we go over to our friend film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CYGNUS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he speaks about a film in current release that opened up a whole new world for me. The film is entitled Watchmen, a work based on the celebrated graphic novel created by Dave Gibbons and Alan Moore.
Now, I even had to look up what a graphic novel is.
Oh, dear, do you mean to say you haven't been looking at all these graphic novel films lately?
Oh, dear, I must confess. Would you like to tell us what a graphic novel is?
By the way, before I say that, I think most of the graphic novels and the films are very much macho and oriented towards a male audience
rather
than women. So I think, yes, you're on the safe side. Actually, they derive from the comic strips. When you think back, I don't know whether you looked at comic strips when you were younger, but we had Dick Tracy and Captain Marvel and Superman and things like that. And as the years have gone on, these have been taken very seriously by a lot of consumers, and writers then have imagined novels based on these characters, and they draw them, so that a graphic novel is a visual novel with those little balloons there with dialogue. And sometimes the films sound a bit the same way.
So it's like a long comic with a complex plot.
That's a very good description, but I'm not sure that the writers of the graphic novels would be very happy to hear that. But yes, I must remember that. Steal it for another review. Send a heartbeat to
you. Say you found this film most impressive.
Visually, I think it's very impressive. I quite enjoy a lot of the graphic novels, but you wonder at times, you know, the world that they create. The director of this film, his name is Zack Snyder. He previously did a film of a graphic novel about Thermopylae and the Spartans, and it was a very odd film. Hyper macho, I think, and the acting was according to, I think, a long comic strip, and the acting rather cartoon-like and wooden. This one, he's made it much more, I suppose, intense. The performances are very strong, and the film goes for almost 3 hours.
Well, I must say, I watched the trailer. I was quite mesmerised by it. I don't like violent films. It's not the kind of film I'd go and see in a cinema, but I was really impressed also by the soundtrack.
Yes, they've used a great range of music, very interestingly, right throughout the film, classic and modern. The Englishman who wrote it thought that it couldn't be visualised on screen, and in fact he won't look at it himself. But as an alternate world and some kind of look at an alternate America, I found it very, very interesting. The moral perspective certainly raises a lot of questions, because these watchmen, a whole range of heroes like Dick Tracy and co, have actually been banned by the government from the 1970s on, and they still feel the need to, you know, avenge crime or be active. And it becomes then very complex about who's authentic, who's exploiting things, and where will the truth lie.
The world will look up and shout, "Save us." And I'll whisper, "No."
But it's an alternate world, because President Nixon was re-elected for a third presidency, and so it's imagining what it might have been like in the 1980s if there had been no change in the president. I hope that explains a little bit.
It's very complicated. You do say it's not a film for the wider audience.
No, it hasn't been as popular as they hoped, because I think a lot of people will find it very difficult to follow and hard to imagine.
I think it has a bit of a cult following, doesn't it?
Yes, and I'm sure it will in the coming years. It's so well made, so visually interesting, and the music, as you say, some very interesting performances as well, but quite offbeat and probably, as you say, yes, a cult following. In your darkest hour, I will see.
God help us all.
And for those of you who enjoy having the creeps every now and then, don't forget to join Peter next week at this same time for a chilling taste of two neat little thrillers with a touch of the supernatural, The Uninvited and Haunting.